Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
And it looks like the points here will be shared at Dartley Park between Ashwood City and Arsenal. Is 0-0 a fair result for you, Billy?
Oh, I think so, Peter, I think so. Not much has separated these sides. Nobody has really taken the chances or stepped it up, got on the front foot. It can be cagey, these kinds of games. Both these teams are in similar places in the table. And, you know, the odd results here and there can sometimes send these types of teams on a run of bad form.
Billy, I want to talk briefly about the Sven-Goran Eriksson experiment here at Ashwood City. Is it working for you?
For me, Peter, I think so. You know, I played under Sven, you forget. He has the ability to bring out the best in players that perhaps are not in that world-class bracket, right? That top category, which a lot of these lads are at Ashwood City. That's just the fact of the matter of working at Ashwood City Football Club. You're going to come across those kinds of players. And after the mess of last season, Ashwood would be delighted with this league position. They'd bite your hand off for top 10, you know, but people are always going to be critical of Sven, but I think he's doing a great job.
And that poor control from Tierney give Ashwood City a throw deep into the Arsenal half. 96 minutes played, well over the allocated 5 added minutes. Ball thrown quickly to Amadou. He's found Broom, who's got in behind Louise. Broom back to Amadou. Has a go. Leno spilt it. Back to Amadou. And the Super Whites snatch all 3 points. The Cameroonian refused to give up. Through wily grit and determination, Ashwood's number 19 secures the victory. Quite something, Billy.
First rule of defending, Peter. Play to the whistle. Look at that mess there from Louise. Gabriel, Xhaka, all waiting for the whistle, waiting to go home, get ready to go on the team bus. Amadou takes the throw, Broom finds that half space, holds it up. He knows exactly where Willy Amadou wants it. The Arsenal defenders don't, by the way. Great first touch, poor effort. It's a dreadful first effort, straight at Leno. Keeper has got to keep hold of the ball, and you see what happens when he doesn't. Straight to Willy Amadou, and he gobbles up the rebound.
Now, I can tell you that VAR are having a look at this. Tierney and Xhaka protesting down on this left-hand side. And I believe, Billy, the complaint is with the ball boy.
Ah, yeah, goodness me, a ball boy. I didn't even notice that at the time, Peter.
Well, ball boys are forbidden to distribute the ball directly to players under COVID-19 protection protocol enforced by the Premier League. You can see here, the ball boy is expected to place the ball on this plinth. They are located around the pitch, and the player or recognised matchday staff can then retrieve the ball.
Yeah, looking at the replays, you can see the ball boy there. Not just handing it over to Amadou, he chucks it. You know, he sees the opportunity before half the Arsenal team do.
Quite right, Billy. VAR still looking.
I should just say, Peter, this is farcical. Okay, what could they possibly be checking?
Well, Ashwood City are in breach of the protocol set out by the Premier League to prevent COVID-19.
But that's not VAR's job. There's no way you can turn this over. The rulebook doesn't say a damn thing about COVID-19. This is not in the jurisdiction of VAR in the slightest.
You make a good point, Billy Richards. And it would seem, despite the fury from the Arsenal team and indeed the bench, this goal will stand. There it is.
Too right. Sanity has prevailed. There is no way they can overturn that.
Well, I suppose they want the COVID-19 prevention guidelines observed.
Never mind
COVID-19
prevention, Peter. Arsenal should be doing Amadou 19 prevention. Not good enough. You cannot switch off. Look, he's broken some rules regarding coronavirus and that. And, you know, that the right authorities will look into that. But that's nothing to do with that defending, that lack of awareness, that switching off. It's time and time again.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season three of The Offensive. Ashwood City have secured their 11th win of the season with a 1-0 victory over Arsenal, moving them to 9th in the Premier League. The controversial winning goal, however, has sparked outrage within the football community.
He's getting death threats.
Who? Me? I know. I always do. You don't have to tell me that.
No, Ben the ball boy.
Ah, hey-ho. Welcome to the Premier League, Ben. You'll get used to it. Just thank your lucky stars you're white.
He's 12 years old.
Oh, please, 12 years old, that's nothing. He wants to try being in boarding school from the age of 6. I mean, that's rough. But it builds character. You know, I mean, look at me, I turned out OK.
Sure. And when was the last time your mum said she loved you?
Not that it's any of your business, but June 1991.
I think we need to speak to Arsenal and to the Premier League.
People everywhere. A sense of expectation hanging in the air. Come on, you know
it. You should be in a meeting.
Giving out a spark. Across the pitch, he leaves defenders in the dark.
Where's he going with this?
And here we go again. We know the start, we know the end. Master of the scene. He's done it all before and now he's back to get some more. Come on, sing it with me. You know what I mean. Everybody, I'm a dear. Ashwood's big old Willie.
Uh-huh.
Scoring goals for fun.
Uh-huh.
On his boot or on his head. I'm a dear. Ashwood's number 19.
Uh-huh.
He's from Cameroon.
Uh-huh.
La question say Amadou. Come on, you lot. Amadou.
Enough. Enough now. Patrick, sit down.
I just came in to tell you all that before my meeting.
Great, thank you.
Oh, and have you seen the death threats for wee Ben?
Yeah, Jess was just taking me through them.
Listen to this on Twitter. Ball boy needs to be hung in the street.
Hanged.
What?
It's hanged, not hung.
Oh, Arsenal fans are really going in for that poor fucker. Listen to this one on Instagram. I gonna kill you to death, you little cunt. I gonna kill you until you die, and I gonna eat your mum for my tea.
Another here. Ball boy is a cheating cunt who must be trialled in the United States of America so he can be put on death row for being a cheating cunt.
I will stab the ball boy with my knife from London Wholesale Knives, the one-stop shop for all your knife needs. www.londonwholesaleknives.com.
Yes, all right.
We must kill the ball boy for justice. Arteta can shoot him in the head.
Okay.
Die, you pussy-ass bitch ball boy. You be dead by cunt. Fuck you, bitch-ass ball boy. Please die. Please, many thanks.
Yeah, I get it. Enough.
We need to get the message out that this isn't okay.
Yeah, I know that, Jess, but look at me. All right, I'm between a rock and a hard place. I've got the Arsenal child murderers on one side, and I've got the COVID-19 police on the other. Okay, firstly, I need an excuse as to why we didn't adhere to the guidelines, i.e., why the fuck did we have a ball boy chuck the ball to Amadou? Any ideas? Silence. Great, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for your contribution. Come on, a good lie that we can spin, please.
I think we just ignore it and we come down hard on the death threats.
I can't ignore it. We've broken protocol and won a fucking game because of it.
You know what to do. Like question, say
Amadou. You have a meeting.
One more time, come on.
Tell him, for fuck's sake.
Amadou. Go on, Patrick.
Uh-huh.
Ah, he's got it. He's great.
Ow.
It's fab, that, innit?
Fuck's sake.
Is this a threat, Rachel?
Not really. I mean, maybe.
Because it smells like a threat. It stinks. A big smelly threat and you're wafting it in my direction.
I have a duty.
Of confidentiality?
No, well, yes, but no. I have a duty to Kyle and the rest of the players. You've been interfering with that player. He's just a boy.
For fuck's sake, stop saying interfering with the boy. Jesus, I'm a football director, not a fucking priest.
I'm talking about my duty.
Your duty is to shut the fuck up and let us take care of his ankle.
Take care of his ankle? You've pumped him full of steroids and anti-inflammatories in an effort to sell him to Arsenal. You set his recovery back by weeks, months even. That is not care.
I don't appreciate being in an argument with someone with a good education, okay? It makes it very difficult to win. What you're doing now, they're microaggressions against me as a poorly educated individual, and I don't appreciate it. Not one bit.
I'll give you a microaggression. I'll give you a fucking macroaggression.
I'm a dear. Aha!
Woody, The doctor is demeaning me with big words.
Rachel, stop demeaning wee Colin, right? Psychopaths have feelings too. You should know that. Look it up in your big book of medicine or whatever it is you use.
Woody, tell me exactly the program that Kyle has been on.
Kyle? You mean KFC?
Yes!
Program? What program? Match of the day? He ain't played in the league since December, Rachel. More like 24 hours in A&E. Or in Kyle's case, fucking 1 foot in the grave.
You've been interfering with a young player.
Whoa, hold on a minute there. What in the name of Operation U-Tree are you fucking talking
about? The unauthorised recovery program that you two put him on, without my knowledge.
Ah, that old thing, right. Well, look, we thought we might be able to sell him to Arsenal in Jan, so we tried our best with his ankle, you know, but Edwin McHale said no. Now who's laughing, eh? I'm a dear.
Woody, you did not try your best. You had him train with the first team. You had him come on the pitch in the FA Cup, for God's sake.
Fucking hell, that was against Oldham. Fuck me, I could have come on against Oldham.
Oh, you don't understand. Those steroid injections have massively skewed his recovery. And you didn't tell me you were doing them.
Okey-dokey, simmer down now. Let's turn this hob down to a two. Rachel, you're right. Christopher and myself, with the best of intentions, I may add, administered a number of steroid and anti-inflammatory procedures on KFC, but we did that, knowing that he's young and fit in that. You know, it's no harm to a kid his age. It's just a little knock.
It was a little knock, yes, until Dr. Dickhead and Dr. Dumbass turned up. He's not coming back this season. I hope you're happy.
What?
He's not.
Oh, it's a fucking ankle. I'll break my ankle right here, right now, and I'll be fit by Monday week.
Kyle needs a series of ORIFs.
OR what now?
ORIFs. Open reduction internal fixation.
This education is really starting to offend me.
It's a surgery. Well, in Kyle's case, thanks to you two, it's a number of surgeries. The bones in his ankle need to be surgically realigned, but it has to be done over a very precise and meticulous regime. Otherwise, he will lose the range of motion in his ankle.
Well, then what?
If he loses the ROM due to something like scar tissue, then he could be out for nearly 2 years.
2 years? It's a fucking ankle, Rachel.
Do not take that tone with me, Woodall. This is your fault, and you have no idea what you've done to this young man's career. I have never seen such a fuck-up in sports physiotherapy, ever. And I worked with Jack Wilshere for 5 years, Woody. 5 fucking years. Do you know what? I can't even be around you two. I'm so fucking angry.
Whoa, what's going on here?
I'm storming out!
You know, not enough people storm out in this place.
It's refreshing, isn't it? In fact, I'm going to do the fucking same.
It feels really empowering, you know.
Let me try.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Stakhanov's brand new show, My Seven Wonders with Clive Anderson, launches this Wednesday. Clive will be quizzing some of the world's most interesting celebrities, including Griff Rhys-Jones and Shappi Kosandi, about their own personal Seven Wonders of the World. Join Clive and his first guest, Dara O'Brien, this Wednesday. Dara talks to Clive about his love for the Irish sport hurling and some of the extra benefits that come with owning a hurley stick.
It's just pleasant to have a big stick in the house every so often. For home security, it's always nice to know that I have an arsenal if I need it.
I'll bear that in mind if I'm tempted to burgle your house in the middle of the night.
Just do it. Honestly, that's how I stand. I stand naked with my Irish testicles dangling, challenging people.
They discuss finding humour in quantum physics.
It's like saying, is the cat dead or not? Would somebody just open the box? Would somebody just open the box?
And discovering new passions during lockdown.
Lockdown ran a schism, essentially, between the young comics who immediately went, I must learn new skills. I must learn video editing or TikTok. And I must find new ways to bring my comedy to people. And the older comics went, yeah, retirement will be all right, actually. Sit in the garden. Turns out, you know, it's okay.
It's not too bad.
Search My Seven Wonders with Clive Anderson on your favourite podcast player to hear the first episode this Wednesday.
Okay, so one crisis at a time, please. Jess, you go first.
The Guardian are accusing us of violence against a 12-year-old boy.
What? How does that work?
Oh, something about our silence is violence and we have a moral obligation to... Oh, I don't know, I got bored. And then Piers Morgan on Good Morning England is saying...
Good morning, Britain.
Oh, please. It says Britain, but it means England, trust me. Anyway, he's saying that we're disregarding COVID-19 guidelines and we should be deducted points.
Negative. All right, he's an Arsenal fan, he can fuck off. Woody, your drama.
Right, myself and my associate from Dublin might be in a wee spot of bother.
How wee is this spot?
Fucking massive, potentially.
Summarise it to me quickly.
Okay, right. KFC broke his ankle in the Carabao Cup quarter-final versus Stoke on Christmas Eve. That's the 23rd of December, right? Arsenal, however, contacted us about KFC back in October. After Arsenal's shite start to the season, we'd managed to drive the asking price up, and in an effort to sell KFC at a premium, sort of January panic buy cost, Colin and myself embarked on an unauthorised and ill-advised series of steroid remedies to expedite said broken ankle and cash in on our product. Unfortunately for us, Arsenal withdrew their interest and for some fucking reason signed Matt Ryan, who's only got one T in Matt, but that's for another time, and Kyle subsequently suffered an additional fracture as a consequence of being hurried back to the first team. And now, our club doctor is on the brink of resignation and has contacted the PFA, and KFC now requires a number of expensive and complex surgeries to ensure that he can ever play football to that standard ever again. Did I miss anything, Colin?
Let me check my notes. Ankle, Stoke City, Arsenal, Matt Ryan. With one T and that surgeries, yeah, you got it all.
So, Dragons, with your investment, I would like to fix the broken ankle of a young English player whilst not telling him that his season is over and his chance of playing in the Euros is shot to shite, so that he and his management team don't take any legal action against us. Thank you for your time, Dragons. Many thanks.
I'm out.
Thanks, Deborah, my least favourite of the fucking Dragons. What about you, Falcor?
Well, this is fucking shit, isn't it?
Yep.
Rachel has contacted the PFA.
Correct. And they're launching an investigation.
Well, what in the name of Saint Fuck are we supposed to do? Silence. Again. Twice. As Pep Guardiola would say, fucking twice! Ah, my toe. Ah, God, that hurt. Fuck's sake.
I could get you a steroid injection.
You shut your fucking mouth, all right? This isn't Dragon's Den. Forget that. This is The Apprentice, Colin, and I am so fucking close to saying you're fired. So close, mate, so don't try me. So come on, then. What do we do? Yeah, the biggest fucking gobshites in football all fall silent at this most challenging hour. Thank you very fucking much. You, sadist of the month. Any ideas?
No.
What about you? Hey, Bono's evil nephew, any luck or wisdom from the Emerald Isle?
Yeah, I got nothing, pa. Apologies.
Yeah, fucking apologies. You know, you're right you've got nothing, because you've hardly got a fucking job, mate.
Patrick, I'll take the hit on this.
Oh, you're going to dive in front of the bullet, are you? Because you realise that it is quite difficult to do that when you fucking fired the gun.
Will you calm down, pal?
I just want a week. A week, seven fucking days without a steaming lump of shit being ladled onto my fucking lap. Can I have that, please? A week.
I'll take the hit, alright? Chuck me a suspension and I'll work remotely. I need to help with a little one anyway.
Fine. Stick to the truth. You did this without my knowledge.
Hey, will do.
Any of this dirt gets on me and Colin's fired, got it?
Gotcha. Absolutely.
Suspend Rachel. Don't look so fucking shocked. She contacted the PFA without our authorization. She's suspended.
Understood.
And Woody?
Yes, pal.
For your daughter's sake, in your homeschooling, stick to the curriculum.
I will do, pal. Come on, Colt.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fantasizing about putting a grenade in my mouth. Does that sound okay to you?
Where would you get a grenade from?
Jess, it's a fantasy.
What do we do about Ben?
Woody, later.
Look, I forgot to say, register that kid Ben as a player.
He's 12, all right? Now get out.
No. If he's a registered player, then he's exempt from the COVID restrictions on a match day, so he can touch the ball when it's out of play. Do that, call him a youth player and you'll be fine. Just get Theo to backdate the registration.
Oh, that's quite good.
Thanks, Woody.
Pleasure. That's what I'm here for. Right, I'm fucking off.
Fuck off. Love you.
I assume this little shit already is part of our under-13s or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Fine, register him. And make a thing of it, all right? Just you know, say that we're standing up and supporting him or some shit. I don't care. Just do something that makes people say, I'm not an Ashwood fan, but this is class.
But if we're making a thing out of registering him, then it looks like we're evading the fine and bending the rules.
Yeah, but what kind of fine is it for breaking COVID protocol? I mean, Joe Linton only got a £200 fine for a haircut.
His hair's bad, but it's not that bad.
What? No. They fined him for getting the haircut, you know, breaking the protocol, going out of the bubble.
All right, yeah. They'll give us a big one. Make an example out of us. Yeah, for sure.
Is that straight from the horse's mouth?
Horse's mouth, horse's arse, horse's fucking eyeballs. This is what I'm hearing across the board. And if the Prem can get us on this, they are really going to go to town.
All for a fucking ball boy.
That resulted in us getting 3 points.
Yeah, but against Arsenal. I mean, you're telling me that the neutrals prefer Arsenal to us. No chance. Everyone wants Arsenal to lose.
Look, let's register him. Once the paperwork's done, we'll put a statement out on social media about the abuse.
Good. Right, now, are we disgusted by the abuse or are we saddened by the abuse?
I reckon saddened. No, no, wait. Disgusted.
Okay, and are we going to say that it's abhorrent? You know, that's a popular thing to say these days, isn't it? We are disgusted by the abhorrent abuse, etc., etc.
Yeah, I think there's a template we can use in the outrage folder on Dropbox. Let me just...
What, we have an outrage folder?
Yeah. All major clubs, corporations share these kinds of things.
I see. So it's just so everyone can see how progressive and understanding we are.
Correct, despite we are neither of those things. Templates are handy just in case, you know, one of your members of staff tweets something or says something or attends a Nazi rally or dresses as a Native American at a Halloween party.
Once. I did that once. It was 10 years ago, Jess. It was a different time.
But yeah, you can just be like, here's a statement. This person is not one of us. Feel free to destroy their lives, but keep on giving us money. Cheers.
I like it.
Oh, found this one. Okay. This'll disgust it. Yeah. Abhorrent. Yeah. Oh, vile. That's good. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okie dokie. We'll get this out there. Yeah, job's a good one.
Yeah, well, you know, it won't stop him fearing for his life, but it does make us look good, so...
And that, my friend, is how you do PR.
Ooh, should we chuck a hashtag be kind on it as well, maybe?
I love it, Patrick. Have you ever thought about working in communications?
Nah, unless I get to play around with money, I really don't have any interest in anything, really, come to think of it.
Righty fucking-o! I will get the team to sign the ball Amadou scored with, and then we'll present it to Ben if he hasn't already been murdered live on Arsenal fan TV, yeah? And then we'll grab someone from the local press and get some sort of wank article out there.
Perfect. Behind me is Dartley Park, a beacon of support, of passion, of hope. And unfortunately to this young man, it's associated with a moment in a football game that has now culminated in threats against his life. Well, here at Ashwood, myself, the team, and our head coach Sven, who has joined us today, stand up against hate. We protect and support the values of this club and this city by caring for our young players. That's right, Ben is a contracted youth player of Ashwood City, within the rules and regulations to handle the match ball. So to Ben, we offer our... Cunt. Bollocks. What was it again?
We offer our support and the full weight of our organisation.
Fuck off. I'm not saying support again.
Patrick, can you stop swearing in front of Ben? Sorry, Ben.
Give me another word other than support.
Oh, let me Google it.
Oh, come on. It's fucking freezing. Jesus Christ, the beast from the east is cradling my fucking bollocks. I mean, look at Sven. His lips are blue and he's fucking Swedish. Get on with it, Jess.
Solidarity?
Yeah, fuck it, fine.
Okay, ready to go for real this time?
Are you recording?
Let me dial in the journalist. There we go. Gareth, can you hear me?
Yep. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi. Patrick, how are you?
Yes, good. I'm cold, Gareth. Can you see us?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, I'm recording.
Lovely. Okay, here we go. Behind me is Dartley Park, a beacon of support, of passion, of hope. And unfortunately to this young man, it's associated with a moment in a football game that has culminated in threats against his life. Well, here at Ashwood, myself, the team, and our head coach Sven, who has joined us today, stand up against hate. We protect the values of this club and this city by caring for our young players.
Patrick, you're suspending me. Me, because you interfered with a teenager, a helpless young boy who you promised to help and develop. You're disgusting. You'll be hearing from my solicitor, all right? I'm the doctor. Next time I hear that you or any senior staff have put your hands on those young players, I'm calling the police. Now, good fucking bye.
Gareth? Gareth, do you mind if we go again? Gareth? Gareth, you there? I know that sounded bad. Gareth? Jess, what's happening?
Well, I would imagine Gareth is uploading a video that's about to go viral.
Oh, bollocks. Ben, give me your hat. It's fucking freezing.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The Club Shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive Domestic Cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.